could be, oh, I was just going to say, maybe like the flip phones that they use. Have you seen the new mobile phones that flip out and they have the like texting and then the numbers on one side? So you could have the most used buttons on top and flip it out or something. Yeah. That might be the... Maybe. Yeah, have it be kind of like the satellite box or the cable box and have it just go on the TV, and then it doesn't matter where in the room you are, you won't lose it. Oh. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I could do mine. Yeah, let's see if I can make this work. Oh. Is it doing it? Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, so this is just about the technical functions. So the method I looked online for examples of other similar products, and then just kind of was trying to brainstorm some possible design ideas and identify what the necessary things are, what you really want to have a remote control do. And then there are two different kinds that I found. There's a user-centered one and an engineering-centered one, which I will have pictures of, and then we kind of have to decide which one this should be. So these are the two different ones. This one, this is the user-centered. It has quite a few fewer buttons. And then this is the engineering-centered, which has a lot more buttons. And probably this is one that people complain about having too many buttons that you don't use. So basically what a remote control is it's to send messages to the television set, you know, turn on, off, switch the channels and the volume and things such as that. And so for this product, it's going to be television only, and then it has to have the logos for the company and the colors. And so for my personal preferences, I think this one is easier to use. It has quite a, you know, fewer buttons. We want something that sends messages easily to the television, and I was kind of wondering about this example that they have. It looks kind of narrow at the top, and I was thinking maybe if it were wider at the top, then that would be easier. And so we have to decide what's going to make our product different, the unique style, maybe have it light up so it's visible in the dark, the changeable faceplates, and the lighting up invisible. When we were talking about losing it, maybe to have a button on the television that you press, and it maybe if it makes a noise or lights up or something like that, so it's easier to find if someone has it hidden under the couch or something like that. So that's my presentation. Yeah. They probably clip to you.
Thank you.
live there. Oh, yeah. That's kind of strange.
And
Yeah, people will. I would think that people might forget. I mean, people forget to put their cordless phones back on there, so. Yeah. Do they make batteries that last that long? Yeah, they have the little solar. Yeah. Yeah, some people are. Yeah. Per hour? Wow. That's a lot. So I think with digital TV, like I know on my cable box, you're not supposed to do that because the channel can't keep up with it if you just press it like that. So you're supposed to use the menu and go through the different channels that way instead of. Uh-oh. Thank you. I just have one question. So are we doing just the television? Or are we doing, so not DVD players? Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.